I think it is a real joy, blessing, a privilege, and an honor to be able to be here another Saturday afternoon. We're thankful the Lord had the mercy upon us and saving us, giving us the free gift of eternal life. I realize if I got what I had coming, I'd have been burning a long time ago, but I'm glad God, who's rich in mercy with a great love, the Bible said, well, He loved us. He sent the Lord Jesus to die in our place. The Bible said he that knew no sin, that'd be Jesus. The rest of us are sinners. We're shed iniquity and born in sin. Is not a just man, not a righteous man upon all the face of the earth. If man could save himself, then Jesus would have never had been born, suffered, and bled, and died at Calvary, and took our place. He bore our sins, the Bible said, in his own body on the tree. The just for the unjust, the holy for the unholy, the righteous for the unrighteous. He paid the ultimate price, the supreme price. He shed his blood, the blood of life given for the body. There had to be a sacrifice, and a perfect sacrifice. And of course, man, being shaped in iniquity and born in sin, already blemished and as a sinner, born as a sinner. Of course, God doesn't impute sin where there's no knowledge of sin. One has to get the aid of accountability, and God deals with them. Then they realize they're a sinner, then sin's imputed. But nevertheless, all of us have a sinful, shameful, Adamic, depraved, fallen nature about us. And as long as we're in the human body, we'll have temptation. That's part of being human. Jesus was tempted at all points as well, yet he was and is without sin. He's the only one that ever has been sinless, the only one that ever could be sinless. He's God's own begotten, full of grace and full of truth. The Bible said the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm glad to thank God when he died at Calvary and gave up the ghost. He settled the sin debt completely. And thank God when I got my sin forgiven 44 wonderful years ago, something happened inside me. It changed the outside of me, and God put me in newness of life. The Bible said, therefore, if any person be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away. All things become new to you. And I said to me at the time, I'm glad Jesus found me before the Baptists did. Most Baptists need to get saved, just like most church members today. The majority of them don't know Jesus as their personal Savior, and they know about Him, and they believe He's the Son of God, but they've never received Him as their personal Savior. You've got to repent. You've got to be born again. You've got to be born of a new nature, a divine nature, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. How wonderful it is to be saved. And salvation so simple. The Bible said it's not by works that any man should boast. It's a gift of God. By grace are you saved. God's unmerited favor. God commended us toward us, and that why was sinners. Jesus died the death of a sinner, yet he knew no sin, but became sin. Thank God for you and I, we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And I've been made right because of what he done in me and for me when he forgave me all my sins. The only thing I brought to him is the only thing anybody can bring so far as forgiveness of sin is concerned. That's a broke heart and a contrite spirit. Beloved, you've got to be remorse. You've got to be repentant. You've got to be ashamed of yourself and willing to give up yourself and die to your sorry self. And beloved, crucify the old man. That's God to have mercy upon your sinner. And that's not tongue in cheek. That's not mind and mouth, beloved. That's with a heart. Now, it's not talking about a certain amount of time. This old muscle, the heart there that pumps the blood through the body, is talking about the real you, the inner you. Man is a dual nature. He's got an inner man. He's got an outer man. Of course, man is a trinity. He's soul, spirit, and body. This old body that we're housed is an earthly house, and beloved, it's subject to vanity, subject to sin. We have temptation on every hand. As long as we're in this body, we'll have temptation. And God help us realize, beloved, that there is no temptation of such as common to man. And with every temptation, thank God the Lord Jesus makes a way of escape. I'm glad he is our scapegoat. I'm glad he's, thank God, the one that has ransomed us and redeemed us and paid the price in full. Brother, when he died at Calvary, gave up the ghost. He's God's spotless lamb, lamb without spot, the lamb without blemish, was foreordained before the foundation of the world. Brother, when he died, gave up the ghost, bore our sin in on bottom of the tree, then God, of course, rent the veil from top to bottom, signifying that the way had been made into the holiest of holies by the new and the living way. He was that Jesus is consecrated for us through the veil, died the death of sinner, yet he knew no sin, but became sin. Thank God for you and I, that might be made the righteousness of God in him. And I hope that you'll get saved if you're not saved. And I know a lot of folk believe you're the Son of God, and that's wonderful. Of course, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. We're not just talking about believing and acknowledging that He is the Son of God, because you'd be right then that, whether if that's what you, who you said it is. He is. But then you've got to have a personal relationship. It's got to get alive in you. You being created in God's image, God's likeness, brother, we have an opportunity and a privilege to make a choice. We're not puppets on a string. When He created man, He gave man a will. But He gave man a choice. He gave man of knowledge, a lot of understanding. We're in God's image and God's likeness. And brother, we can make good choices or we can make bad choices, but the choice is up to you. When first in time though, Joshua said to the children of Israel, when they were speaking to him, and of course he was making one of the final speeches to them, he said, I want you to choose this day, whom you're going to serve. He said, but for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. You've got to make a choice, brother. You've got to let God deal with you. When He does deal with you, you're going to have to see yourself and come to yourself and realize that you're a helpless, hopeless, hell-bound sinner, that you can't save yourself. If you could save yourself by being good or doing good or joining up with the church or getting baptized in the watery grave or repeating some type of speech or some type of quotation or scripture out to somebody, brother, that's not going to do you any good. This guy, he's got to get real and alive in you. You've got to be, the Bible said, Jesus said, born again. A lot of folk poke fun at it. We talk about being born again. It simply means you need a new nature. You need a divine nature. God must be born, brother, in you. He must be born in you, brother. The Bible said that you need to repent of your sins. You need to believe and receive Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. And when that happens to you, I guarantee you, brother, the divine nature will get alive in you, transform you, change you, quicken you, and make you alive. And you won't ever, ever be the same, he said. Therefore, if any person be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things pass away. All things become new to you when they get saved. We're talking about saved from sin, not saved from some type of a heart attack, some type of sickness, some type of car wreck, or some type of tragedy. Remember, those things are saved, all right, from those events, those current events that you were a partaker of, but that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about saved from sin. All of us are sinners, and there's not one that can save you, brother, from sin. He doesn't save you in sin. He saves you from sin. When you get saved, thank God every sin you've ever committed, every sin you've ever committed, no matter how vile it is, brother, when it's placed on the blood of Jesus Christ, the Bible said, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, cleanses us from all sin. Thank God for the atoning blood. When He died at Calvary and gave up the ghost, the veil that separated the holy place from the holiest of holies, brother, it went from top to bottom. It had been made manifest. The way had now been made. The price had been paid. The blood had been shed, and God had accepted the death of His beloved Son. And of course, He let the veil from top the bottom. He came in and made a new living way, which He, that's Jesus, has consecrated, thank God, for us through the veil, that is to say His flesh. He died the death of a sinner. He died for you. He died for me. All of us are sinners. We have a sinful, shameful nature. Now you've got to be, and I don't mean to be ugly, it's on the verge of a moron. You don't realize you've got a sin problem. If you don't realize you've got sin in your flesh, brother, you temptate. The Bible says even the thoughts of foolishness is sin. It's not a human being, brother, that doesn't have foolish thoughts. Christ Jesus was the only one that didn't have foolish thoughts, because He never knew any sins. He knows no sin, brother. He was God's sinless lamb, God's spotless lamb, God's perfect lamb, foreordained before the foundation of the world. He that knew no sin, thank God, became sin to you and I, a perfect sacrifice, a lamb without spot and a lamb without blemish. Brother, had to be provided, and only God could do that. Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of the living God, thank God, has ransomed and redeemed us, thank God, through His sacrificial blood, His life that He gave, His blood that He shed at Calvary. I bet, praise God, He made the atonement, He saved the sin debt, and the reason I know that's a positive fact, He's alive in me. The Bible said, therefore, if any person be in Christ, he's a new creature, all things pass away, all things become new to you when you get saved. And brother, when I got saved, I was the first one to know it. I'm going to tell you something that's been wonderful. God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. The Bible said it in person, without the Spirit of Christ inside them, brother, it's none of His. You can't be His and not have a divine nature in you. A new nature, a divine nature, a heavenly nature, that's a second birth. The first man is an earthly birth, that's an old fleshly man, the Adamic man, brother, and that's shaven and naked and born in sin. Because because Adam transgressed. Eve transgressed God's law. They made a choice of bad joy, and sin was imputed, and it was cast out of the paradise of God, out of the garden of Eden, beloved. And man is in sin, and sin had to be atoned for, and man can't atone his own, pay for his own sin. That's a total impossibility. We're blemished, we're sinful and shameful by birth, beloved, and we could not atone for ourselves. So God provided a sacrifice, beloved, the supreme sacrifice, a perfect sacrifice, and he came, and of course he paid the price at Calvary, and he was bruised, the Bible said, by iniquities, and the chastisement of peace was upon him. And thank God the Bible said, and by his stripes you're healed. The healing bone, the chief physician, the Lord Jesus died the sacrificial death and became my personal Savior. Praise God. You know, 44 wonderful years ago, I've never got over it. How good it is, how wonderful it is. I should have went to hell, but God had mercy upon me, a sinner. God heard my feeble cry. Psalmist said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard his cry, that is not all his trouble. Brother, I was poor and needed. I was wrecked and vile. I was undone and lost and destitute on the way to hell. But I'm glad God, who is rich in mercy, with a great love where he loved me, sent Christ Jesus to die in my place. He died the death of a sinner, yet he knew no sin, but he became sin. Thank God, you and I, we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And I'm so glad that I'm saved. I'm unworthy of it, but I sure do love him, and I appreciate him saving a sinner like me and giving me something, beloved, that changed me completely. That's his divine nature, a new nature, a holy nature, the Spirit of God now lives in tabernacles inside of me. God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. What a blessing it is to be saved. If you're not saved, I hope that you will be able to get past your mind, your mouth, beloved. I hope to get past the head up there and get down into your heart. The Bible said, full with the heart. That's talking about the inner man, the eternal man, the eternal man. Listen to me. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, without confession, made him salvation. And you believe, beloved, on him and receive him as your personal Savior. I promise you, I'll guarantee you, it'll bring salvation. Thank God. He delivers you from sin, and he called on him with a broke heart and a contrite spirit. Simon said, this poor man cried, the Lord heard his cry, and delivered out all his troubles. I'm glad, praying God, there's delivering grace. Yes, sir. Grace for you and grace for me. Yes, there's grace and the Lord's perfect love. Grace of unmerited favor. You don't deserve it. None of us do. We had got what we had coming. We'd all go to hell. But God sent Jesus to keep us out of hell. This is by Sunday, giving up your sin. God alone, God, with a broke heart and a contrite spirit. That's what it means when he said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, not tongue in cheek, but beloved, with a broke heart and a contrite spirit, surrendered, giving up themselves, and said, God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Lord Jesus, I'm gonna serve you. I'm gonna love you. Forgive me. God, have mercy upon me. And you mean that, and you won't, then I promise you, the Lord will do something inside of you, and I'll guarantee you when he does, you'll be the first one to know it. You can't be saved and not know it. The Bible said, you know you've passed from death unto life. God gives you love for the brethren, the blessed book, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Never are you the same when you get saved. I say, my time just about going right to us, pray for us, and God bless you as I pray in his name. Amen.